I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex. And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host. And with me, my wife, Alexandria.
Hey, everyone.
Super excited to be here for another wonderful episode.
Yes.
And today we're going to be covering some alternative therapy options that you can consider.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried some of these.
Yes.
We have not tried a whole bunch of these.
Mm-hmm.
We're considering some we haven't tried.
Yeah, yeah.
Always doing some investigation and seeing what we can do to help Grayson, so
can never do enough. Yeah. Can never do enough.
Of course, definitely. So some of these we have talked about a little bit on other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are completely new, and why don't you kick us off?
Okay, so first on our list is biomedical treatment. This is one that, as you guys all know, if you've listened to previous episodes, that we have done. We currently still do. We are huge believers in now. We started our biomedical journey last year in 2020, November. So it's been about almost 2 years soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 2 years, not last year, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's crazy. Oh, my God. It doesn't even feel... Yeah. That's so crazy how fast that went. So almost 2 years. Our first appointment, we went in, and, you know, they do a lot of testing. What we did was they cut Grayson's hair, so they pretty much, like, take it down as close to the scalp as they can. They send that in, and then they check for any kind of deficiencies, heavy metals, and things like that. And we did the hair test only because it's going to be completely impossible to get blood work from Grayson. So that was what we did. So we started with that. We kind of already knew a few vitamins that we wanted to start mm-hmm. him on.
Yep.
Like I've said in a previous episode, we, you know, contacted a neurologist that is a distant cousin of the family, and he kind of gave me a few vitamins to start him on. So we started the biomedical just because I didn't know how to do the dosing, and I didn't even want to mess with that. So made the appointment at the biomedical, got the test done. We started him on fish oil first, and a few days later we did Supernuthera and DMG.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, and mineral drops.
Yep, that was the start. Yep.
That was the start, yeah. And then we added on 5-HTP. Which is like tryptophan, so it's kind of like when you eat turkey and get really tired. It's just a broken down method of tryptophan. So tryptophan breaks down into two ingredients. One of those is 5-HTP. So
we had to put them on folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
If they're on Supernuthera, they have to be on a folic acid as well. There's no folic acid in
right.
the Supernuthera, but they need that to, I guess, help process
yeah.
the other vitamins that are going in the system and stuff like that.
Right, right. Originally, he was on 1 milligram, and then we cut it back to 0.5 milligram just because it was causing a lot of diarrhea. And he did take the grapefruit seed extract also when he had nice. One of the bacterias in his gut that we would have had no idea that he even had because there was no signs. There was no, you know,
digestive,
pooping problems,
yeah.
nothing like that. So we were going, like, every 2-3 weeks in the beginning. And everything was great. I mean, but remember, guys, this is not covered by insurance. It's out of pocket, so it can get really, really expensive. I know we were paying like $400 and something every 2 weeks for an appointment. I was paying card, and, you know, plus extra money for the vitamins. So it can add up pretty, pretty quickly. So just so you're aware of that, but definitely worth it, 100%.
Oh, yeah. We've seen great progress from
uh-huh.
Grayson. It's definitely helped him be able to manage improvements in therapy and pay attention in therapy, be more present, not trying to escape and avoid tasks and stuff like that. So
yeah,
kept him a little bit like calmer
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing we added to that mm-hmm. a little bit later on, maybe I would say, 3 months after we started, maybe? 4 months?
Yeah.
We added on our next one on the list, which is B12.
It's so funny you just went into that, because I literally looked at the list and was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot to mention B12 just now, and you totally just said that.
Perfect segue.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do B12, methyl B12. It's methyl cobalamin.
We're not going to get the pronunciation.
No, we'll let you know. I know how to say it, but I just can't pronounce it. So we do that, but we do sublingual. So we would probably have more results if we did injection, and we've been
thinking about it,
kind of going back and forth with that. Our only concern, my concern, I don't know if you agree, but Grayson has been chewing a lot lately again. So I'm just afraid, because one of the side effects of the injectional B12 is pica, which is,
very dangerous.
Yes. And yes, you can just come off the B12 if that's the case and it should subside. But I just feel like he's already chewing, and I don't know if I want to risk that right now. So that's where I'm at with that. But they say it's supposed to really bring on speech. A lot of children, start talking because of having it injected.
It's very, very common that children with autism are extremely low in B vitamins.
Yes.
So, our Super Nuthero has the B complex in it, so mm-hmm. we don't have to give them a B complex along with the B12.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
In the beginning, we thought we were going to have to do that. Then we realized it was in the Super Nuthero, so.
Which is really good, because I remember when I was seeing the biomedical during the end of when he was, before the pandemic, they put me on a B complex, but it made me so sick. I don't know. Like, I just felt like, because it was just different than what he's on now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So next up on the list is chelation therapy. So this is a detoxing of heavy metals, toxins in your system, pretty much like a cleansing. But something that if you don't have experience with and you don't know what you're doing, I definitely do not recommend you doing it.
Especially
not for your child. Even if you know what you're doing with your child, it may be one thing for you, but for your child, you definitely need to see a doctor, yes.
Oh my gosh, it can be extremely dangerous if not done properly.
Yes. And there's different ways. Like, I know they have, celery that you can use. Cilantro is very, very popular. That's a good one, too. And there's, different ways of going about it. So, but that's really good if you're high in those heavy metals and toxins.
Oh, definitely. And that kind of you talking about, what was it, the cilantro stuff. That kind of leads us into herbalism, which is basically, it's similar to a biomedical, but as opposed to a biomedical prescribing, actual supplements or vitamins mm-hmm. and minerals and substances like that, an herbalist only treats with plant-based, products. So teas and... I did some research on this a while back. I mean, tinctures, which are
yep, I remember that.
They take the herbs and emaciate them in alcohol, mm-hmm. and then you take the alcohol out, and you kind of strain it out,
right.
And then you just take the littlest bit, not even a shot glass. It's like a tenth of a shot glass worth of, of that. They also make oils. That kind of, they do some aromatherapy type stuff with scents and things like that. And there's doctors all around that do that stuff. You can even, you can even take courses online. There are tons of courses online.
Tons of information.
That can kind of give you a really good background in that kind of stuff and recommendations. So.
And it was so interesting before when you were reading to me some of the things that you can do with those and the disorders or diseases or what you're feeling can subside if you do things like that.
One thing I thought was interesting when I was studying is they have a lot of stuff that you can take for digestive problems, symptoms, what have you, disorders,
right?
And obviously, like we were talking about, a lot of kids with autism have a lot of you know, digestive problems, that whether it be leaky gut or stuff like that.
He takes a probiotic also. Totally forgot about the probiotic. Grayson also takes a probiotic, so there you go. We forgot that in our list.
So moving on, the next two on our list are diets, and I kind of wanted to separate them because they're really the two most important or commonly used diets when it comes to autism. So the first one,
casein-free diet, and next is gluten-free diet. So these two are usually called GFCF diet. It's you're avoiding foods that contain gluten, breads, cereals, casein, milk products, dairy. They can change sometimes the symptoms and behaviors of autism. So we actually cut Grayson out of cow's milk, and that made a huge difference. He was so much more alert and paying attention, and we did that around the age of 2 and 3-4 months, I remember, because it was right after he got diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that we did it back then, because I don't think we would have ever been able to get him off of that now. Like, ever. He would have taken hemp and rice milk, and he would have literally been give me my regular milk. So thank God we did that then. That made a huge, huge difference. So again, he gets half hemp milk and half rice milk.
And we recently talked a little bit about these diets on another episode, but one thing to be aware of is there are pretty strong withdrawal symptoms. It's almost like an opioid, withdrawal. Their bodies are craving those bad things. Uh-huh. Basically, the bad things that are going on in the body are being fueled by that. So when you take that away, obviously they're going to have some sort of withdrawal symptoms. So you might see them be agitated and things like that. The other thing I wanted to point out is you want to make sure you learn how to read food labels properly.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's certain things that may say, dairy-free or milk-free or what have you, or lactose-free, for instance.
Right.
But they may have hidden ingredients that may not be considered lactose, but they have casein in them. Uh-huh. So you have to really be aware of that, because, the child isn't going to get the full benefit of the diet unless you really cut all of it out.
Yeah. And that's a problem with Grayson. We took him off the cow's milk. He really doesn't get a lot of dairy except for the dairy that's in his Gerber meals, and he does eat a lot of yogurt. So they're the two things.
Yeah.
And we can't cut anything else out.
Our biggest problem is we can't cut any more food out because
we have a feeding issue.
Yeah.
So, but again, guys, if you do a diet like that, you want to make sure that, the child is getting the nutrients that they need, whether that be in a supplement or something, calcium, fiber, vitamins A, D, B complex, like we were talking about earlier. And you want to make sure they're getting enough calories and protein. That was the biggest thing when we took Grayson off of cow's milk, was the doctors were like, is he getting enough protein? Is he getting enough fat content? So we made sure he was actually getting a little bit over. So everything was perfectly fine that we were able to do that. However, that is not the case all the time, especially with children with autism. A lot of them have feeding issues, and a lot of them have a really hard time keeping weight on. We have a feeding issue, but thank God, we don't have a weight problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we were always lucky in that area.
Next on the list, we have salt cave therapy.
Yeah, so a lot of people actually probably don't know about this one.
Yeah, I mean, we have a salt lamp in our house, and it's supposed to be very cleansing to the air and, eliminate a lot of toxins in the air and things like that. But they also have actual places you can go that are salt caves where there's salt, like Himalayan sea salt is usually a common type that they use in those facilities. But they have chairs and they play music and
we
you
still
just
have
kind
a,
of relax in there. We actually are supposed to be going there soon.
We still have a gift certificate from my mother from last Christmas.
Yes. Mom is a big fan of salt caves.
Yes.
She really thinks it's helped her with her allergies. I know. She's mentioned that
before. A lot of people say that.
So, mm-hmm. So it's beneficial for everybody. So you can always take a little trip with your kids.
Yeah.
Go check it out, and you might get some relaxation while you're there, too. Next on the list, we have hyperbaric chamber therapy.
Yes.
Which is basically like a oxygen therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of those facilities, they're going to put you into a chamber. They're going to basically pump oxygen into that chamber. And, you know, it's almost like having...
It's just a higher concentration.
Yeah, it's a higher concentration of it. So you get a lot more oxygen in your bloodstream. Obviously, that's going to help fuel, you know, your brain and your gut and things like that. So
weird. It actually contains a tube, a chamber or a tube containing higher than sea level atmospheric pressure.
Yeah.
It's intense, you know. It's amazing, though. These things, these interventions and therapies, just like, you know, something so simple like that and not having to take a medication. Yeah. It's so worth the try before you go to the route of the pharmaceuticals and things like that.
Yeah, and they say that, I mean, increasing your oxygen level, I mean, athletes do it all the time. They don't, like, do a hyperbaric chamber all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although I've seen some professional football players that do actually do that before and after games.
Right.
The more oxygen you have in the system, the more fuel you have, obviously. So, it's what we all survive off of, right? So
you pretty much need it.
It's one of the most important, you know, compounds in the atmosphere. So.
Mm-hmm. So, next up on our list is stem cells. You know, so this is one that
this is an interesting one.
Yeah, we didn't really know about this in the very beginning. We kind of found out about this, I would say, probably 2 years ago is when we first found out about it. Talked about it a little bit, kind of moved on, didn't do it, didn't talk about it again, then started talking about it again a couple months ago. There are a few places that does stem cells. I know in the U.S., Duke and a place in Texas does it, and I want to say
Arizona State. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, there we go. I do think there's a place in Texas. I think there's the mother that I follow on Instagram that I believe that they went to Texas. I'm pretty sure. But they went to a place that's not really popular for that. Mm. So that might be why. I think they're just in their beginning phases and, you know, kind of offered them a spot. Did I say Duke?
Yep, Duke.
Okay.
Those are the two universities that are doing a lot of studies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get in their studies, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a challenge for some people. So a lot of people actually go to Panama.
Yes, they are the leader in stem cells for autism. They have an autism center there. And it's very safe. You might be thinking it's not, but they put you right in a hotel. The center is connected right to the hotel, so you don't even have to leave the hotel if you don't want to.
They have a lot of American doctors there, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes, yes. And a lot of them travel back and forth to, I guess, Arizona, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, you know, we have looked into it.
And, you know, they do, like, an all-inclusive trip. So it's, like, a few days. What is it, like, 3 or 4 days, I think?
It's a week.
A week. But they put you up in the hotel. They help you with the airfare.
Yeah.
And they all include it all in, like, one price. So.
Right, right. I think it runs about $18,000.
Yeah.
So.
Which is expensive, very expensive, but.
And sometimes it doesn't always work. You might need multiple times to go back. Sometimes one. It all really depends on what your expectations are, but you really should not have any expectations because you just really don't know. It's just one of those things.
The early research and results
are
been
very promising.
Very promising. So I think it's something that's going to be, you know, more available around the world in the next, you know, 5 or 6 years or so.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I hope so. I hope something happens or they get more treatments.
Oh, definitely. Next on the list is pretty simple, relaxation therapy. So meditation, teaching your kids how to deep breathe.
Putting on a calming video. I've been doing that lately for
music,
Grayson on YouTube, and it's been so helpful if he's, you know, just having a rough day. Sometimes I just, like, put on the jellyfish on the computer screen, or because he loves sitting in our computer chair and spinning all day long. It's like his room now. So I'll put those kinds of things on, lava lamps that are just soothing.
Yeah, and we actually started a meditation channel on YouTube.
We did. So
I'll put that in the show notes, but
things will be going up there soon.
They got a, you know, we're going to be putting up a lot of water, you know, dripping and calming relaxation stuff for you guys as well as your kids.
I listen to it to fall asleep. It's fantastic. It's such a peaceful sleep.
All right. Next on the list, I'm going to go to acupuncture.
All right. I've never had acupuncture. Something scares me about acupuncture. I don't know
You're not a big fan of needles.
I don't know what it is. I don't know, but I heard it's like not painful. Like, for you guys out there, you know, let us know. Have you had acupuncture? Does it hurt? What does it feel like? Does it feel like there's needles sticking out all over your body?
I don't think Grayson would be able to handle this right now because he would never let us stick something in him. So.
No.
Maybe when he gets older.
We can't even feed him a chip, so he's not going to let us do that.
So basically, acupuncture stimulates the central nervous system by where they put the needles. Obviously, this in turn releases chemicals into the muscles, the spinal cord, brain, creates a biochemical change, and stimulates natural healing throughout the body. So, as well as it's supposed to be good for mental and emotional healing as well.
Yeah, would you ever do it?
I would try it. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not sticking the needles, like, it's not even, not like a, even a shot, or giving blood.
I know, but or like,
getting blood taken.
Like, with us having our leg surgeries, like, on our vein, don't you, like, could you imagine, like, going right behind your kneecap?
I mean, no, these are like little pins.
Okay.
They're so, and they don't push them in very far.
I don't know. You do it, and let me know how it is.
Okay. I'll do it.
All right. We'll follow up on that, guys.
We'll do an episode update on that later on. Next on the list.
Maybe I'll film it and put it on YouTube.
Oh, there you go. That'll be a hit. That'll go viral.
You'll probably scream. That's fine.
Massage therapy. So we have that on the list as well.
Okay, I'll do that one.
Sure. We'll be right back after a word from our show sponsors. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys. And now back to the show.
I massage Grayson's shoulders all the time. Like, I'll just stand behind him and just massage him, massage his head. He loves that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, very
it's
relaxing.
It's very relaxing to him. His head, he loves, like, when you squeeze it and just.
Yeah, pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes being secure.
He does.
And not all kids like to be touched, so, I mean, I know some children with autism, they can't handle it at all, so obviously, if that's the case, I wouldn't even think about massage, but it does help some of the kids relax, especially the ones that kind of have ADHD and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be putting your kids on medications for stuff like that too young.
Right.
Because it can obviously affect their development and stuff. So other strategies like that might be helpful for something like that. All right, next on the list, we have audio integration therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's a type of sound therapy where they try to reduce the sensitivity to sounds and, processing sounds in the brain. So it's almost like we've talked about desensitization.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That's a lot.
Yeah, therapy. So you're basically using that desensitization therapy.
You have to say
for
it again.
Sounds.
Is that like kind of the thing I was showing you on YouTube? Because you know more about this on YouTube earlier. that I have also been falling asleep to, like the Delta brainwaves, things like that. And they change like the gigahertz and
yes, and they also like slowly raise the volume of the sound,
right?
And different frequencies of the sound,
right?
And it's obviously probably really helpful for children that get overwhelmed by sensory when it comes to sound.
So. Yeah, yeah.
All right, next on our list, we have chiropractors.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this until, until I actually saw, who was it? J-Well took her son to a chiropractor.
Yeah?
Yeah, and because her son, Grayson, also named Grayson, has autism, and they're from New Jersey, and they actually work with a company that we looked at before for ABA and decided not to go with. But anyway, they went to a chiropractor, and I was like, wow, I wonder what that does. So I started kind of researching, and I saw, you know, a couple other children going. Some parents try it. Some don't know about it. So, you know, they kind of just go in for, like, I wouldn't say, like, an adjustment, you know, but they kind of, like, just check them if it's, like, intense, like, their necks cracked or anything.
Like, I know, because I used to go to chiropractors quite a lot when I was younger and athletic and stuff like that. And, you know, they it's not always doing adjustments. That's, like, not the only thing they do. They do pressure point work and stuff like that. They can even use, like, pressure in certain places to move, like, you know, rib cage back if your rib cage kind of pops out of place, you know, in your spinal column and stuff like that as well, so.
Yeah, and they also say that, you know, chiropractors can help reduce physical, chemical, and emotional stressors in the body. So that's what they do for autism.
Yeah.
And for sensory processing disorder, actually, too.
Yeah, so next on the list is sensory integration therapy.
There we go.
Which is, you know, basically like the audiology therapy, it's just for physical sensory stimulation. So, like, gradually having them touch different, you know, things, things that are different temperatures, different textures.
Even, like, you know those hands that, like, were from, like, the 90s with the metal things sticking up, and you put your hand and make the print. You know what I'm talking about?
You have one of those.
I do. So something like that can be really satisfying, you know.
Yeah, and you're trying to help them, you know, basically desensitize touch.
By just feeling and
stuff. Yeah, and the sensations that they feel when they touch things.
Mm-hmm. I love this next one.
Oh, of course. This is Alex's favorite.
Pet therapy.
Yeah, best for last, right?
Yeah, I don't know if Grayson would ever be into pet therapy. He's not really into dogs.
We have a dog.
He's only touched her, like, probably 5 times in his whole entire existence. So he touched her, like, once a year almost. He's almost 5. So, but I'm happy, actually, that he doesn't touch her because
she's getting
old. 17 now. And I'm so happy that he doesn't, like, he doesn't torture her or never did, because that would be really, really problematic and tiring.
We also have Fish.
We have Fish,
yeah. And he's pointed at him, like, 2 or 3 times.
Doesn't really care about them either.
No.
He loves the animals on the iPad,
yeah, though. He loves the animals at the farm. He liked the farm, too.
He does, yeah.
He doesn't always like going.
Remember when
the,
we were leaving and he ran over to the goats? Like,
yeah,
I'm staying here with
you. He tried to hop the fence to go in with the goats.
Are you crazy? Like, you don't pet your dog, but you want to sleep with the goats tonight.
And he likes some of the small local farm, like small local zoo type places we go to.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he's not into it. I mean, obviously, he has his days. So
they're different. Every day, I feel Grayson is.
Sometimes he loves it, sometimes he hates it. But, you know, there's also a lot of places out there that, you know, just have programs for, you know, children with autism and other, you know, learning disabilities and things like that. So there's a lot of places they can go ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is awesome.
And you can also get, like, a special needs dog.
Yeah.
There are a lot of golden retrievers and things like that. I remember our old therapist, for ABA had said, I had a dream last night that Grayson was like 7, 8 years old, and it was you and him standing in the white kitchen you want. And I was like, well, that's great. And
love how this is starting.
I love how it's starting. And she was like, and he had a golden retriever. There was a name she said, but I can't remember now. And she was like, do you think you'd ever do that? And I was like, I would do it, yeah. But, like, if he's into dogs, yeah, of course. You know, that would be cute. So, but my problem is, I don't know if I could have, like, a service dog. Because, like, I'm very cuddly with the dogs. So, like, they have to work. You can't, like...
Oh, not that kind of service dog. Yeah, it's a therapy dog.
Right, it's different, exactly. So
it's definitely different.
Right.
So.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, good. Because I just want to love them and kiss them. Do you remember when we were out at the store and the service dog, but they didn't have, like, anything on to say they were a service dog?
Alex got yelled at.
And I should have known, though. Like, they had their dog in Bed Bath & Beyond. Like, that should have been my first clue. But I looked and I was like, oh, he's not wearing anything. Okay, whatever. And I was like, oh, my God, you're so cute. And she was like, please don't talk to my dog. He's working. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And I was crushed. But I completely understand. You can't break that training, so it's very important.
Yeah. Yeah. Until they retire.
Yeah. So cute. All right, so I guess that's it for our list.
Well, one more point I want to make.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah. Dogs aren't the only animals. So, fish, all different.
Anything they're into. Stuff.
Birds.
I mean, a lizard. If they like lizards, they can hold a lizard. Whatever calms them down. You know, no mice like or rats, that. Guys. Come on.
No, okay. That's just Alex has a phobia about it.
But they sell them, babe.
I know. Your cousin had a couple.
See, my luck, we're going to take him to the pet store. And
that's what he's going to pick.
And he's got to pick that.
He wants to torture mommy.
I'll be like, no. And then if he starts flipping out, I'm going to be like, fine. Like, what do I do with that? Oh, my God. I could not sleep. That thing was, like, next to me.
So we hope you enjoyed the episode.
Yes, guys, thank you.
If we left anything out that you can think of or know about or have tried, let us know.
Yes, please.
We'd love to add some of that stuff to, you know, a future episode. Mm-hmm. So anything else you'd like to add before we head out?
Yes, actually, don't forget, you guys can find us on Instagram under Building the Puzzle. And on Facebook, we have a page and a group under Building the Puzzle. And you guys can also email us. Right now, it's buildingthepuzzle@yahoo.com, but we will be updating that. We actually have a different one, so we'll be giving that one to you guys, and we'll include it in the show notes.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you on the next episode, and with that...
For Autism, Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.